Is there somebody there, fellow, or should we do a break? What do we do? Oh, line three. Let's do Mick. Mick, thanks for hanging on through the early nonsense. Mick, you're on the air.
Hello, Dan.
Good evening, Mick. What do you want to tell us?
I'm glad you've gone to Spain because they will actually beat Argentina 2-1 in the final.
Argentina? You've got the, you think Spain too?
Well, I know it, Danny, because I'm a clairvoyant and I'm a barber as well.
Ah, Sir Michael.
You are not, Mick. You're not.
I am indeed.
Have we ever spoken before?
Never. Never.
Is he letting daylight in on magic?
No, we're not giving any calls, aren't we?
We do this, Mick. Mick, people don't know the relationship. As long as I've been nationally broadcasting, about 9 years, I suppose, on the radio, Mick has been supplying us with, he's been the unofficial scriptwriter for loads of stuff. Loads and loads of stuff. On all sorts of subjects. And here is a historic moment. We meet. How the hell are you, Mick?
I'm fine, Danny. How's yourself?
All right.
It's a great honour.
What did you give? No, sir. No, sir. No, the other way around.
The street goes to all ways.
Here we go. Are you really a barber?
I am indeed, yes. I've just got home from my barber shop now.
I don't want to know where it is, in case, of course, you get mobbed and people turn up just to have a... You know these people who just hang around famous people. You don't want to become one. You don't want that kind of thing happening to you.
I'm a celebrity, Dan.
Well, believe me, they don't come
around. You don't want people chipping away at the brickwork of your barbershop and the whole thing falls down, do you?
Is it a proper old-fashioned barbers? Not old-fashioned, but I mean, you know...
Yeah, red and white pearl, all the business.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Something on the weekend.
Big plaque on the wall. Barber, as heard on Danny Baker's show.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't. You're not. You haven't.
No,
but even so, I mean,
he has also sent some amazing things to the moon.
Within the realms of disco, he's always been a real hero.
Yeah, he is.
I say, Danny Kelly, did you get the, you know, I sent you the Shearer doll?
Yes.
Did you get the other half I sent to you?
Yes, indeed, but we haven't a chance to put it up yet. But did you see, I displayed your Matthew Letissier My Little Pony doll. That was very good. The head of Matthew Letissier glued to My Little Pony.
Wow.
Because he is, of course, Britain's official show pony, isn't he?
Of course he's the official show pony. Now, Mick, you've gone to Spain, but I've got Spain. You're not allowed to have Spain, even though your clairvoyant powers have told you Spain.
Well, I've told you the result, Dan. It's 2-1 Argentina.
Against Argentina?
Spain will beat Argentina 2-1.
Right, well, I've had Spain.
That's from a horse's mouth. As you know, I have a pyramid above my toilet seat.
Mm.
But it can go.
Yeah.
And that's how it came out, 2-1.
But you can't have them. I'm going to have to ask you for another choice. Close your eyes for a minute. Go for Wii or something.
I'll go for Argentina.
All right, you can have Argentina. But if the Spain do win it, then I shall say, well, you know, that was your choice. But, so now Argentina's gone. You better get on the phone with other people if you want to get one of some of the other good teams. You rang for something else, Mick, did you?
Yeah. Footballers who look like famous women. I know you've had...
I know when we try and get our World Cup phoning going, and people are going to ring in with categories like this, so carry on. Go on.
Okay, footballers look like famous women.
Yeah.
We've got Gareth Southgate, who looks like Margaret Beckett MP, yeah?
Yes, he does. Very, very good. Yes,
Robin
he does.
Strachan, the little woman from the Crankies, one of your favourites, Dan.
Well, hang on.
Is that Crankies?
Jeanette has got a very flat face. Let me think.
I can't quite.
Yes, no, I'm going to allow it.
All right.
It's a sort of impish.
Impish, that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
For an extra point, what was their catchphrase?
Sandabi Dorje.
Thank you very much, you may proceed. Now, when you give us the next one, let us try and guess who the other half of the thing is.
You might not like this one, Dan.
Go on.
But it's Mo Molum.
Mo Molum? Me? No. Mo Molum. Gazza?
Yep, that's the one.
Yes, I suppose so. I can see there's certain Molum-esque qualities to that. That's no problem.
And on to the next one, we have Mr. Neville Southall.
Neville Southall. It's going to have to be a brute of a woman.
Yeah.
Go on.
We have Miss Kathy Burke, alias...
Oh, I'm not allowing that. No, more offended by it. You can offend, Gaz. Don't offend Kathy. I've got no Kathy as well.
You will get this one.
Oh, you're just hanging on to Kathy.
I'm just hanging on to Kathy, of course. Yeah, you know, I've only been doing showbiz 6 weeks, me. Yeah, go on.
You'll get this one. Even Ryan. John Hartson.
And Jeremy Clarkson. No, that's not a woman.
No, they nearly rhyme.
They nearly rhyme. John Hartson looks like the woman...
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton?
It's a breast joke.
It's a breast joke.
So it is. It's a John... So it is. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The inaugural, some say premiere, some say debut appearance of Mick the Clairvoyant Barber. Long time. That's more than I even dreamed hope for in this 2 hours, but you're going to hopefully help us out and talk
about it. Normally he just sends us faxes by mind. He doesn't want to make it.
He's the best.